Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth, bringing you that uplifting and positive news every single Monday. On Fridays, we do a wonderful interview where we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Or we talk about, you know, a cool nonprofit doing great things in the community. Tim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Are you doing amazing because you got your floor fixed?
Ha ha! Negative, Ghost Rider. Hopefully it's done today, though.
Wow.
Oh, man, sorry, it's a struggle. This is like the hardest thing in the world. I'm not a construction person at all.
Are you... Last time I talked to you, you were 25% done. Are we closer now?
No, about 35% then.
I was expecting a solid 75. Didn't you say you hire people to get help?
No, I had a couple friends come over and they didn't know what they were doing, but I have a friend that's done this before coming over today. So I'm hoping, like fingers crossed and all, that it gets finished today, or at least the floors get pulled up today, because I'm struggling, man.
Okay, Tim. Well, I'm glad you're here. I appreciate your hard work.
I need it, man. I need some positivity in my day. This is where I get it from.
Well, speaking of positivity, my first positive news story is about a $1 million donation donated to veteran entrepreneurs. The officials from the Penn Fed Foundation, I have never heard of it before.
Never.
But they announced a $1 million in seed capital for veteran-owned business startups at their annual gala on Wednesday night, part of the group's newly launched Veteran Entrepreneur Investment Program. Foundation officials will select 3 to 5 businesses annually for the funding, with returns for any investments being funneled back into the program. Organizers, wow, are also promising participating veterans will have access to the group's network of more than 1,700 business partners as they work to expand their businesses.
It's pretty dope, man.
Absolutely, because starting anything, a podcast, a business, floors, is hard. And help is always appreciated.
Absolutely. Man, well, speaking of entrepreneurs, I have a story about... Well, let's check this out. Did you hear about the two guys that in Philadelphia, they were waiting in Starbucks and then they ended up getting arrested?
Are you saying The Positive Truth is going to put a positive spin on a negative story?
Absolutely. So check this out. So the two 23-year-old men, obviously they were waiting for a friend. I know a lot of people have heard the story. We don't talk about it on here because it was super negative and just terrible. But something great came out of it. So basically, the two men, Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson, they settled with the city of Philadelphia for $1 each and a city pledge of $200,000 for young entrepreneurs.
Boom.
Man, they basically, their arrest went viral last month, and what they asked the city to do was fund a grant to a nonprofit for a pilot program for city public high school students who aspire to be entrepreneurs. I thought that was amazing because, you know, obviously starting off with your story, you know, talking about entrepreneurs, there's so many young entrepreneurs out there. And what I thought was amazing about this story, obviously something negative happened with them and they flipped it into something positive. But for them, they don't care about seeing the results today. They're caring about the future and for these kids' future. So to me, it's just amazing how something so negative happened to them and they're still not even worried about the right now. They're worried about the 10, the 5, even 4 years from now. And I just thought it was dope.
They also basically got wrongfully arrested and donated $100,000.
Man, their arrest has definitely went viral. I'm sure everybody witnessed that. If you're listening to this, you see all that negativity out there. That's why you're here. I know it.
So, yeah, that's awesome, Tim.
What else you got for us, JP?
Well, I have a lot of positive news stories about numbers, first one I'm going to do is do the J.J. Watt donated $10,000 worth of athletic equipment to a Baytown middle school.
Wow.
Yeah. Athletic equipment isn't cheap, but J.J. Watt constantly donating money. I don't even watch football, and I know who this guy is.
That's what's up, JP. I'm proud of you for that one. He's definitely up for a Positive Truth Person of the Year.
Absolutely. That's the reason I know about him, because he's always doing positive things in the community.
Absolutely. Well, check this out, man. In New Zealand, the government has announced a $100 million package to get the country's homeless population off the streets and into shelters this winter. They want to do it in under 4 weeks, man.
That's awesome. Do we know how many homeless they have?
They have more than 40,000 people, or basically 1 in 100 New Zealanders are now homeless.
And they're going to get them off the streets in less than 4 weeks?
Yes, sir. They're finding housing all over the country and trying to put people in there. It's really cold outside, and they know this. And basically, the government is going to make sure everyone is helped and is going to find a warm, dry house for the winter.
Where is this happening at?
New Zealand.
Yeah, it is about to be their winter. It's funny because here it's like 90 degrees already.
90 degrees one day, 62 the other. Oklahoma's weird like that, man.
Yeah, but it's great weather here, so it's just odd hearing about
wintertime in May. I hear that.
Exactly. But yeah, shout out to New Zealand. That is awesome. I got something also from, let's just say, west of us or east of us, depends on which direction you're going. China has a national air pollution action plan. Beijing was the city that became this, basically to symbolize smog. But it doesn't even make the list of world's top 100 most polluted cities anymore. In the 62 Chinese cities for the world, basically the World Health Organization has data on for both 2013 and 2016, all of their levels dropped an average of 30%.
Dude, that's incredible. So that's wild even here.
I know, right? So basically, yeah. China's air pollution action plan, everyone needs to copy.
Ain't nothing wrong with stealing something positive like that.
Absolutely. In the NBA, they say it's a copycat league because somebody finds a defense that works and then everyone starts doing it. And then someone figures out a way to get around the defense and everyone starts doing that. Everyone, we need to start copycatting all the great policies everywhere else is doing.
Yeah, man, let's make America great again.
No comment. Keep pushing, Tim.
I shouldn't have said it. I'll let it go. Well, man, speaking of basketball, so somebody was driving by this basketball court in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, and this video is going to make you smile. So there's this guy who's at the basketball court by himself, and he was just shooting basketball, you know, having a good time. And this elderly man comes by and was like, hey, you know, you mind if I play? And this guy's across the street and he captures it all on his phone. And basically they end up playing horse for about 20 minutes before the elderly man had to leave again. But they played, I think, 3 rounds of horse before he had to leave. And there's a short video. And I know it's not national news or anything like that, but obviously I feel like it should be. And yeah, I'm gonna share this video to Facebook because I just thought it was awesome. You're talking about a young African-American male, probably 25 years old, and then you're talking about like a 70-year-old white male just out there hooping and on a beautiful day, playing horse, getting some shots up. And it's the cutest thing in the world watching this man shoot too, by the way. He puts both hands over his head and he knocks one down. The first shot he takes, it's amazing.
Basketball bringing the whole world together.
Absolutely.
Sports in general, really.
Agreed, man. Agreed.
Well, speaking of bringing the world together, I'm going to stay, you know, by China, sort of, in Australia. A total shift of renewable energy that would pay for itself through cost savings within 2 decades. Ultimately, Australians save $20 billion a year in combined fuel and power costs, a new report says. And basically, 40% of transport could be emissions-free by 2035. So renewable energy, saving Australians $20 billion a year. Boom, boom, bam.
Take that, world. Well, man, my next story. Have you watched Stranger Things yet?
Tim, you know I just finished school. I mean, this semester.
Yes, right. That's right. You got like what, a week off or something?
I got 4 weeks off before summer school. I woke up at 6 yesterday, had class all day, just finals, until I finished at 2, my last one. I had a pizza and napped for 5 hours, woke up, did nothing, literally nothing. I went back to sleep and slept for 12 hours. Tim, I haven't done anything.
Well, I'm proud of you for getting that much sleep. Man, that's like a job in itself.
So yeah, I haven't seen it. Continue, Tim.
Well, check this out. There's a character on the show called Eleven. Her real name is Millie Bobby Brown, and that's what she's best known as, is playing Eleven on Stranger Things. And on Twitter recently, she expressed how shaving her head for the role completely changed her life. She uploaded a video of her getting her hair cut for the first time for the show, and she said it felt so empowering that you don't need your hair to be beautiful, and you're beautiful with or without it, and she learned that. And basically, when she posted this to Twitter, it inspired a lot of people to share their story with her. Like one person said, 15 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer and my hair fell out in clumps. The most empowering moment of my life is whenever I shaved it all off and took control. Thank you for rocking your bald head and proving that bald is beautiful. And there's plenty other stories like that on her Twitter that were getting shared. And I thought it was awesome because the power of social media is amazing when used in the right way.
Absolutely, Tim. Which just reminded me, I have two positive news stories I didn't tell you about that are on our Twitter page at TPT_podcast. Also follow our Facebook page at The Positive Truth Podcast and our Instagram at The Positive Truth Podcast. Do you want to get to these positive news stories on our Twitter?
I'm with it.
America's incarceration rate is at a 2-decade low.
Yeah.
And this one's kind of, I'm just going to say it and see your reaction. It's a positive news story about a farm in China using maggots to fight food waste.
How? Please elaborate.
All right. So basically, there's a lot of food waste. We've talked about that.
Right.
And maggots can eat basically 4 to 6 times their body weight a day. They eat a lot of food. So they're using all these maggots to eat up all this food waste. And then they take what the maggots poop out and they sell it as fertilizer. So it's not only fighting food waste, it's fertilizing the ground as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's super creative. Like, man.
That sounds like something we would never think of. Like, what?
Yeah.
You gonna play with bugs all day? I'm good, man.
I'm not about that life.
And my last positive news story is humpback whales are experiencing a baby boom near Antarctica with rising birth rates.
Hey, that's what's up. That's always good to hear.
So, yeah. 3 positive news stories.
Ha, take that, world.
Like.
Well, I got one more left as well, man. Mine's actually about a dog. So, in Texas, the Texarkana, Texas Police Department received a call for a vicious dog in a neighborhood. And the police officer was like, you know what? I'll go check it out. Drives up to this house, Officer Travis Frost, and he spotted a dog laying down on somebody's porch. So what he decided to do was left his car door open just in case the dog came at him. He wanted to run back into his car, you know, and shut the door. And he decided to get out of the car, walk towards the dog. He whistled at the dog. The dog looked up, started trotting over to him, wagging his tail, which if you love dogs or like dogs or know anything about dogs, once they start wagging their tail, it means they're happy. So the dog comes up to the officer. Officer Travis Frost pets the dog. And then the dog went right up to the patrol unit, jumped into the front seat, and just chilled there. So basically, Officer Travis Frost played with the dog, which is a pit bull, which a lot of people, you know, think pit bulls are super dangerous and vicious, and they don't want anything to do with them. So as soon as they see one, they run or call it, you know, that, what is it called? The, I was about to say animal police.
The
wow.
Pound.
Yeah, the pound. Wow.
The animal police.
Animal control center. That's what they usually call. So basically, Officer Frost took some pictures with the dog and thought it was just the most amazing thing. And he chilled with them until animal control got there and picked him up. But it gets even better from there. Just 2 days after he was picked up, The dog's name was Gold. He was actually picked up by his owner because they lost him. He actually took off wandering in that neighborhood. And yeah, he was actually received back to his owner, or taken back to his owner, and he's back at home chilling, living the good life.
Did I, this is kind of unrelated to the story, but did I tell you a story about Judas?
No.
So she was listening to our uplifting and positive news stories, and she said her favorite stories were the dog stories that started off bad and then ended up really good. The ones that I'm like, Tim, are we sure this is a positive news story? So you win that argument.
Man, I had somebody else tell me that the other day too. Like, oh, I love all the animal stories. I like animals more than I like people. I'm like, oh, all right, I got you.
Tim McCoy is here for you.
I got you. Check out Gold, man. If you guys want to see a picture of him, he's super cute. I'm going to upload it to the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Well, we post nothing but positivity all the time. We also have an interview with Julie Siberts up there. She's the first woman drum major ever from the University of Oklahoma. First one ever. She talks about her inspiring story and how she's inspiring women around her. That came out this past Friday. On this next Friday, we have an interview with Dot Rhymes about Fields and Futures. And Tim, tell them about it.
Man, you guys, please check that out. Fields and Futures is doing so much for the inner city schools here in Oklahoma City. And their story is amazing. She explains it well. And then on top of that, there's some pretty cool insight stories that she knows about that I was in awe to hear about. So for sure, check that out if you guys want to hear some positive stories.
Absolutely. We will be back next Monday with nothing but positive news stories with a little bit of a twist next time. But it's a positive twist, of course, because this is the positive truth. Tim, do you have a quote?
Absolutely. Start strong, stay strong, and finish strong by remembering why you started in the first place. Ralph Marston.
Bang, bang, bang. We'll be back on Friday. And we're
out. Stay positive.